This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Raul Ayala, A-Y-A-L-A, first name Raul, R-A-U-L, date of birth, February 5th, 1955, date of evaluation, August 22nd, 2023, the referring physician, Dr. Haney El-Rashidi, H-A-N-Y, E-L-R-A-S-H-I-D-Y, the chief complaint, correction, the source of information, the patient, is assisted by an office staff who interprets from Spanish to English. Period. The chief complaint, pre-op surgery, right shoulder. The HBI, the patient is a 68-year-old male who stated that he was carrying a window on February 9th, 2021, period. At that time, he sustained an industrial injury while lifting the window for insulation, period. He had extended his arm and in so doing had suffered a rotator cuff tear, period. The patient stated that he started feeling pain immediately after the injury. This is described as sharp and intense, period. He was then evaluated at Kaiser 3 days later, period. He ultimately required surgery, period. He underwent right rotator cuff repair on June 16, 2021, period. This was followed by physical therapy, period. The patient stated that he required a second surgery per Dr. El-Rashidi on October 10, 2022, period. Despite the same coma, he has had constant pain, period. Given his pain, coma, a repeat MRI was ordered, period. This apparently revealed ongoing pathology, period. Despite his right shoulder arthroscopy with subacromial decompression and extensive debridement and revision of rotator cuff repair and mini open subpectoral biceps tenodesis to pull on October 18, 2022, he continued with 5/10 pain subjectively, which worsened with activity and certain motion, period. He completed 26 sessions of physical therapy at Pacific Ortho and Sports in Emeryville with some improvement, period. He continued with symptoms of decreased range of motion, period. He underwent MRI of the right shoulder on June 14, 2023, period. This demonstrated evidence of prior subacromial decompression and subacromial bursitis. There is evidence of prior rotator cuff repair with suture anchors in the greater tuberosity. But unfortunately, there is noted to be a full thickness near full with tear of the supraspinatus with only a portion anteriorly remaining intact. There is retraction of approximately 5 centimeters with moderate atrophy, period. There is also evidence of atrophy of the infraspinatus and teres minor, as well as high-grade tearing of the subscapularis. There is diffuse degenerative labral tearing and evidence of a prior biceps tenodesis. The patient was felt to have rotator cuff arthropathy right and tear of right rotator cuff, unspecified tear extension period. As such, he is seen preoperatively period. He denies any symptoms of chest pain period. He further denies dyspnea period. The past medical history: 1, prediabetes; next number, hypercholesterolemia; next number, hypertension; past surgical history, right shoulder surgery times 2, medications, lisinopril 20 milligrams 1 daily, atorvastatin 20 milligrams 1 daily, naproxen PRN, Advil PRN, Tylenol PRN. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, unknown. Social history, he reports alcohol use daily. He denies drugs or cigarette use. Review of systems, constitutional. He has had no fever, chills, weight loss, or weight gain. Skin, he reports a rash to the right lower extremity. Eyes, he has impaired vision. Ears, he reports decreased hearing. Neck, he has decreased motion. Respiratory, no cough or shortness of breath. Cardiovascular, he reports edema and history of murmur. Gastrointestinal, no nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, or hematochezia. Genitourinary, he has nocturia and gets up 2 times at nighttime. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 153/86, pulse 66, respiratory rate 18, height 81, correction, height 61 inches, weight 207.2 pounds, period. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. He is noted to be a mild to moderately obese male, period. The cardiovascular examination demonstrates a grade 2/6 systolic murmur in the aortic region, period. Extremities reveal 2+ fitting edema, period. The data review, EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 59 beats per minute. There is leftward axis, otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 68-year-old male who is known to have history of an industrial injury resulting in right shoulder injury, period. The patient is now felt to require surgical treatment as noted, period. However, he has 2+ fitting edema of the lower extremity and has a murmur in the aortic region, period. As such, comma, he is not cleared for his procedure at this time. He requires echocardiogram. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Ayala Raul.